This is Alex Peace of EG with Alan Brown, Chief Executive of Cala Homes, which has just released its trading update. Alan, thank you very much for joining me. A pretty strong set of results. What do you think are sort of the key takeaways?
Morning, Alex. Thanks for the time this morning. Yeah, it's another record-breaking year for Cala. Our highest revenue we've ever achieved, with turnover now over 700 million, which is up 100 million year on year. Record profits. Total completions up 46% to almost 1,700. And also we've been incredibly active in the land market, having acquired around £1.3 billion worth of turnover, which is £1.8 times more than we've used. So, you know, the business continues to perform exceedingly well. Our strategic goal is to get up to a business of up to 2,500 units per year and a turnover of up to £1 billion by 2020, and we're firmly on track to deliver that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your specific target market is the sort of luxury homes market, but luxury family homes market. Are you not finding that a more difficult market to be in when many other sort of sectors are supported by Help to Buy and other government initiatives?
Not really. I mean, we've got to be careful about the use of the word luxury. I mean, we provide high quality family homes, but we are not at the upper end of the market. You know, we do very few homes over £1 million. We're very much in the sort of, as you've said, the 3, 4, and 5 bed family homes market. But we offer, you know, better quality and better specification. But we're not in the sort of over £1 million market. And that market is, you know, as you can see, fairly positive. Well, it is very positive. You know, if you look at the GDV that we generate now per site per week, we're up actually 6% year on year. So it just goes to show that, you know, as our average selling price has come down, we've actually generated more turnover per site per week on the back of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you think that market has remained strong?
Well, at the end of the day, there's a significant housing crisis in the UK. Everybody knows there's a shortage of housing. And that shortage of housing is not just at the first-time buyer and affordable housing. It is also very much in the family housing market. So that, you know, the housing shortage is really across the piece. It's not just one element of the market that struggles. You know, there is high demand for what we produce.
And what are you going to focus on going forwards? I mean, do you have any particular geography, any particular type that you'll be specifically going for?
It's just to really, as I've already said, just to deliver our growth strategy. You know, in 2013, we decided that we wanted to be a business that was producing over £1 billion worth of turnover, so we could take our, you know, great brand and scale it up and make ourselves operationally efficient. We've still got 3 years to get to that target. We're very much focusing on that.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think geographically? Are there any regions you will or will not go to, as it were?
Not really. I mean, we've got 8 regions at the moment. We've got 3 in Scotland, 2 in the central belt covering Glasgow and Edinburgh, 1 in Aberdeen, and then 5 regions southeast of Birmingham. You know, we haven't thought beyond taking the 8 businesses we've got up to £1 billion a year. So, you know, we're operating very much in the southeast and Scotland.
Mm-hmm. And what about government instability caused by the recent election?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it instability. I mean, at the end of the day, the same government is in power now that was in power before the election was called. We haven't seen any instability. You know, in the last 3 weeks since the election, inquiries are actually up 50% year on year. And if you look at the sort of data since the election was called, our inquiries are up 58%. So, you know, we've seen only a positive impact in our market for the economy as a whole. Stability at all.
In which case, what could government do to help your model or help you to continue to deliver homes?
Well, I think there's 2 things around that, Alex. And the first one is really just to implement the white paper. And we came out very strongly when the planning white paper was launched earlier in the year about the fact that it hasn't gone far enough. But there are certain elements of it that we welcome particularly. And one of those is the ring fencing of additional planning fees. You know, we are still seeing significant delays in going from an outline planning consent to a detailed planning consent, predominantly caused by a lack of resources in the planning departments. Now, you know, there are a lot of highly professional, skilled people working in local authorities that are overstretched because of lack of resource, and we very much welcome the ring fencing of fees to allow those teams to be properly staffed up, and I think that will make a major difference. The second one is the area of SDLT. You know, again, I've been vociferous in saying that the market as a whole is badly affected by SDLT. And whilst government rhetoric talks about it only being at the upper end, that is not really the case. It has had a significant impact, particularly on the family housing market, and they should reform it.
Mm-hmm. Super. I guess, what's the intention in the next year? What do you expect to see in the next 12 months from Carla Holmes?
Just growing on our, as we've said, you know, we've got further growth ahead. We are growing to get to our £1 billion a year by 2020. We've got the land in place, we have the teams in place, so it's just a case of, you know, more of the same, really, just focusing on the 8 businesses we've got and continuing to deliver a really good quality product for our customers.
And when you get to a particular size, will you consider a public listing or anything like that, or is the intention always to stay private?
The intention is to focus on our growth strategy, Alex. You know, this is, you know, we do have great supportive owners in Patron Capital and Legal in general, and whilst an exit is something that will be in our future by definition, it's not something that we're currently firmly focused on.
Alan, thank you very much for your time and congratulations on the results.
Thanks, Alex. A pleasure.